Chicago Public Schools has resumed full-time in-person instruction for the first time in more than a year. How has this long break affected children with special needs? I'm Sandy Murillo with the Disability Minute. According to chalkbeat.org, more than 1,700 CPS students with special needs could not get their individualized education programs reissued during the last school year. Those programs are legal documents guaranteeing resources and supports. Amanda Clemis, an attorney with Equip for Equality, says the district should create a plan to ensure these students get the services they need.
We're sort of leaving some of our most vulnerable students hanging, and so we need to figure out a way to correct that so that they're not put at a major disadvantage as they're continuing to move through their education.
Produced by People with Disabilities at the Chicago Lighthouse, Sandy Murillo for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.